All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Manning takes a knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Pete Hoffman.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, W.
Good Saturday morning. Yes, it's Pete Hoff with you on The Fan till 5 a.m. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. Phone number is 888-808-1019. And so far, this rookie season from Carlos Mendoza has gone pretty smoothly. But last night at Citi Field, Carlos Mendoza made the biggest mistake of the season. And it turned into a 12-2 loss to the Phillies. And that was not pulling David Peterson in the fourth, because David Peterson looked like crap. This is now 2 of 3 starts that David Peterson has started to pitch very, very poorly. So I'm not opposed to Carlos Mendoza pulling David Peterson, but when you are in a pennant race or a playoff race, you need to act like every game matters. I don't care what inning it is. I don't care what the score is. The Mets have a 2-0 lead, and Peterson starts to fall apart, partly because the defense was atrocious last night at Citi Field. Pete Alonso, I've been the biggest Pete Alonso supporter of anyone. And he completely whiffed on a ball that landed fair. Just whiffed. Completely missed. It was no one else's ball but his. He was the only one who could make the play and completely whiffed on a baseball. And that allowed a run to score. But besides that, Peterson started to get hit. And to get hit hard. And Carlos Mendoza was right. You can't allow a game like this to get out of hand. So David Peterson, unfortunately, it's a short hook and we got to pull you. And I was happy about that. And then I turned to my friend that was with me, Anthony Gallo. He goes, I think it's Ottavino coming in. And I almost spit out my drink because I thought it was a joke of laughter. But then I see Adam Ottavino make his way from the bullpen to the mound. I could not believe what I saw. Someone who has been so poor this season, so bad, has been taken away from high leverage situations because he's been so atrocious. And yet somehow, a game that is still close. At this point in time, there's 2 outs in the fourth. It's a 4-2 lead for the Phillies. All you need is 1 out. All you need is 1 out. Keep this game tight. And you bring in Adam Ottavino, and you basically set the place on fire. That was the worst decision I have seen so far from Carlos Mendoza. And it scares me because if this Mets team does make the playoffs, is this how he's going to manage? Is this how he's going to handle the bullpen in the playoffs? I'm sorry, but every game matters. Every single one of them. You are not allowed to go and give a ball, baseball, to somebody who should be DFA'd. Who should have been DFA'd months ago. There are 1,000 better options than Adam Ottavino at this point in the season. And yet somehow, in one of the biggest spots in a game this season, Adam Ottavino gets a ball. And I know it's the fourth inning. It's like, oh, well, we still have a long way to go. But you got to keep the game close. You have to. You have to. You're not. Every game is important. At this point in time, yes, the Braves might have been losing. But you don't know what Arizona's going to do. You don't know what San Diego's going to do. And you don't know if the Braves are going to come back. And you need to try to win every game. But as soon as Ottavino gives up that three-run home run to make it, you know, 7-4, eventually it turns into, 7-2, eventually it turns into 8-2, it's done. The game's over. The life has been sucked out of Citi Field. And let me tell you something. Citi Field has not been the best place for playoff games. In 2022, we were dying to see an energetic crowd, and there was nothing. Last night, Citi Field was electric. It was electric, and the fans were dying to support the Mets. And nothing. And Carlos Mendoza helped destroy that vibe by bringing in Adam Ottavino. You're not allowed to lose games like this in that fashion. I understand you're going to lose games, but you cannot, with eight games left in the season, every game is important. You have two games in the loss column over the Braves. But you have a gauntlet of a schedule right now. You have still two more games against Philly. You got three games against the Braves and then three games against the Brewers. It's not going to be easy. You can't give up on any game. First of all, you should never be doing that in the season anyway. I don't care what anybody says. I've heard that for years. They're just going to throw that game away or whatever. They're going to write it off. You can't do that. There's been too many times that this Mets franchise in their history have lost by a game. Have missed out on the playoffs by a game. You can't do that. Every game counts. 888-808-1019. Every game counts. So for Carlos Mendoza to not go to somebody who's more reliable, Jose Buto, a guy who gives you length, who can give you three innings, and you never know. All you got to do is get to the Phillies' bullpen. I'm not saying that they're definitely going to come back. But please don't suck the life out of the stadium. Suck the life out of the team. It was the worst decision I've seen Carlos Mendoza make. And he's been pretty good this year. So it's few and far between. But this one was unacceptable. It always seems like the bullpen is the one piece that Carlos Mendoza just hasn't figured out. And you're right. Maybe they're going to lose that game anyway. Maybe you bring in Buto and it doesn't work out. But want to know something? Adam Ottavino shouldn't be on the freaking team. Nonetheless, pitching in a prime situation, a key situation versus the Phillies with eight games left in the season. Unacceptable. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. There's a lot to get to unpacking this Mets game. That, though, is the biggest issue. We're going to get into Starling Marte, because what the hell is he doing in right field? You talk about, you know, this game may have gotten out of hand no matter what, because they just, the team did not look prepared. They didn't look ready. I got to be honest. I know Jose Iglesias hits a solo shot to start the game off in the bottom of the first, but it just, the offense died. And there's been too many games now where the offense has looked dead. And there's a few culprits, and one in particular, and something we haven't talked about. Coming up after the break, this one thing that we haven't talked about, and I can't believe it. We've said this person's name a billion times this season. We've talked so much about him. And there is one thing that I don't think I've heard yet from anybody this week on this specific New York Met. We'll get into that. 888-808-1019. We'll get into that after the break. Also, don't listen. Big football game Sunday for the Giants, so we're going to get into that. They're going to Cleveland, heading out to Cleveland, and Sunday is going to be a big game for them. Is it a must-win game? We'll get into that. We'll do our picks at 4:20. Alex and I will review what we've done so far, which probably hasn't been great because it's been a very weird year. It just has. I'm not going to blame it on myself. I'm not going to say that I made bad picks. I'm going to say football's weird. That's what I'm going to do. And also, we're going to go, you know, got to give kudos to Gerrit Cole, but I do have my rotation for the playoffs, and I've been told I sound like a moron. I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to give it to you anyway, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, but I have my playoff rotation. We'll get to that for the Yankees in a little bit. But coming up, the New York Met that we have talked about a billion times but haven't talked about, this one situation that's here, and this could be it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.